Blog Talk Radio.
It's perfect outside, it's like God let me dial up the weather. Got the whole crew here, I ain't seen some of them in forever. It's one of those never forget it, better stop and take it in kind of things. Everything's just right, yeah, except for one thing. You should be here, standing with your arm around me here, cutting up, cracking a cold beer, saying cheers. Hey y'all, it's sure been a good year. It's one of those moments. It's got your name written all over it, and you know that if I had just one wish, it'd be that you didn't have to miss this. You should be here. You'd be taking way too many pictures on your
edition of Wake Days with Murph. Today on the show, we're having our annual year interview, looking back at some of the best shows and memories of the year, and we'll be joined by former guests to talk about their favorite moments in the show. This should be fun, and we have a special guest co-host with us tonight. A fan club manager of K-Dub Hit Country, and my dear friend, Brooke. Hey, Brooke, how are you, girlie?
Hello. Doing good. How about you?
I'm doing good. I see we've got a couple of callers on the line, so let's go ahead and get to them, okay?
All right.
Hold on 1 second. By 504, you're on.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hey, Cody, it's Kayla Woodson.
Hey, Kayla, how are you, girl?
Good. Congratulations on your annual show.
Well, thank you for that. I was trying so hard not to lose it when You Should Be Here started playing. I was trying so hard not to lose it.
Aww.
So, what have you been up to since the last time we had you on?
Oh my gosh, a lot. It's been a couple months. You know, just doing the same old thing, you know, writing, playing shows, doing the Nashville thing.
I understand that completely. I remember the last time you were on, we talked about a little bit about your home state of Louisiana and how much
yes.
I absolutely love it down there. Louisiana, besides Nashville, Louisiana is probably my second favorite place in this country.
That's awesome. You know, it's funny because I'm calling you from Louisiana right now. So it was just meant to be.
Oh, nice. Oh, nice. That's great. But, yeah, I mean, we both know how incredible the food is down there, and it's
oh, yeah.
just yeah. That's really all I can say is just, yeah.
Expect to gain a couple pounds when you visit.
At least a couple pounds. At least. So thank you so much for calling in. We've got a couple more callers to get to, but I thank you again for calling in and just thank you for the support through the years.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for supporting independent artists. You know, it's awesome to see people like you supporting some of us and giving us a platform. So it's really cool.
Absolutely. You know, and I've said this before, and I'll say it again, but there is absolutely nothing that I enjoy more than seeing good people succeed.
Me too. So I feel you on that.
Well, all right. I think I'm gonna let you go and get to a couple more of these callers, okay?
Yes. Thanks for having me. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. I'll talk to you later, Kayla.
Bye.
All right. Bye. Okay. Let's go to 704. 704, you're on.
Hi, Cody. This is Pageantry. How are you?
Hey, Pageantry. How are you, girl?
I'm doing well, and congratulations on the anniversary of the show, and thanks for inviting me to come on to speak with you again. It's really exciting to be on here.
Absolutely. what have you been up to since the last time you were on?
Well, it's crazy. The last time we spoke, I think it was maybe almost a year ago, and actually this week marks 1 year since my EP release. So a lot of exciting things have been happening. Since we last spoke, I actually had the opportunity to go to Austin and perform at South by Southwest, which was really exciting. I performed at the Nashville House with 25 other Nashville-based acts. And that was just a great platform and opportunity to share the stage with some other up-and-coming independent artists. And I've been writing with some really talented songwriters in Nashville and some producers working on new material. And I'm actually about to release a remix of one of my songs off of my EP called Hazy Hazy. And I'm working with a really talented DJ on that. And he's going to be remixing it, putting a new twist on it, and it should be available on all major platforms very soon. So staying busy and trying to put as much music out into the world as possible to reach other people.
Awesome. You know, when you were on the show about a year ago, I think that was the radio premiere of your song Hazy Hazy, wasn't it?
Yes, it was, actually. You were right about that. So that's where you heard it first, was on the show.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's always a very special thing for me when we get to a world premiere music on the show. It's happened a couple of times with you and a couple other people, and it's always such a special moment for me as a host.
Well, I'm glad I got to share it with you. It was really special for me as well, and I appreciate all your support throughout the year, and for me as an artist and other artists out there too, you're so passionate about what you do, and it really means a lot.
Well, thank you for that. I think we're going to let you go because we've got two or three more callers to get to, but I'll definitely be talking to you later, okay?
Yeah, thank you so much, Cody, and have a great rest of your evening, and best of luck for all the future shows.
All right. I'll talk to you later, okay?
Bye-bye.
All right, bye. How are you holding up over there, Brooke?
Pretty good. How about you? I just don't know when
I'm
to come in.
I'm doing good. let's go to this caller, 347, your own.
Hi, Cody. It's Jessica Rose.
Hey, Jessica. How are you?
Good, good. How are you? I'm excited to be on. This is great. I was listening in earlier. Congrats on the anniversary.
Well, thank you for that. And it's like I told somebody earlier, I'm trying to emotionally hold it together right now. what have you been up to since the last time you were on the show?
Yeah, I'm actually, I've been back and forth from New York to Nashville, and like you know, I'm from New York, so I've been spending a lot of time here writing for my next CD, so I'm really excited to get some new music and a new EP out there for, you know, the early months of next year. So thanks for playing all of our songs. Like, we really appreciate it as independent artists to
Absolutely.
Have someone like you that's, you know, we need you in our corner, and it's awesome that you've created this platform for everyone to hear, you know, music from us that, you know, we're not on the radio yet, but we're on your show, so it's pretty cool.
Right. You know, and I'm sure you heard it, it's like I was telling somebody earlier, there is literally nothing that I enjoy more than seeing good people succeed.
Aw, same to you. I've seen you at different award shows and different events, and it's awesome seeing a smile on your face and just, you know, everyone that's there is there for a good reason, and you could tell that they're there for a good reason, and I know you're one of those people, so.
I agree.
I'm going to go cry now.
Aw.
No.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean,
we really appreciate it.
You've been one of the biggest supporters of me in the show for pretty much ever since the first time I reached out to you.
Wow, yeah. It's because I know how long it goes of, you know, trying to get the word out there, and really it's more about making friends, you know. It allows you to enjoy it more rather than, great friends along the way, and it all works out.
You know, and I was telling a friend of mine this, being in radio like I am, and talking to you guys to the show through social media or whatever, you know.
But
there is literally no way that you cannot become friends with these people. And
right.
And I'm going to be honest with you. This entire country music community, this whole radio community, you guys are some of my dearest friends.
Aw, that's so sweet, especially in country music, like you said that, you know, it's an awesome genre to be a part of. You don't get, well, I mean, even the major celebrities, you don't get to hang out with them and all that in these other industries, and country music is definitely a place for friends, you know?
Right, it definitely is, and I forgot who it was, but somebody... And it was a major star. Actually, calls fans, and not only fans, but up there as friends. I think it was Granger Smith.
Oh, yeah? Huh. Yeah, I have my, Jessica Rosebuds, and I don't like calling fans, you know, because I've gotten to know them, and I just want them to be a part of everything, and yeah, maybe Granger Smith had said that, but yeah, it's the bigger community and the bigger friendships, the better. That's, you know, you really just have to enjoy. I used to really want to, I have to be there, I have to do this. And I forgot to really enjoy the journey, you know, and one day I realized that. And I said, I'm meeting so many awesome people. I really just want to, instead of me saying, I want to be the next Carrie Underwood. Like, no, I just want to enjoy being Jessica Rose and the whole journey along the way and the people I meet and the songs I get to sing. So, you know, it's really important. And a lot of songs have come out of that, too, where I've written songs based on, you know, a lot of life experiences and whatnot. So I'm excited to put out new music in the next few months, and I hope you'll be playing it.
I absolutely will. And
awesome.
And that's another thing that really surprised me.
Mm-hmm.
How quickly my indie country radio show has took off. I mean, I started indie country radio January of 2017. And just to see the support from the artists, from other listeners, I mean, it's been great.
Yeah, you've really taken off. It takes a lot of work and time to grow a channel, and I feel like you've been doing really good. It's really reaching a lot of different people, and that doesn't happen to a lot of people, you know, but you put in the hard work, so I think it's been paying off for you.
Oh, well, I appreciate that, and I didn't get into this this radio thing for fame or whatever. I mean, sure, people obviously know my name and they know the show or whatever, you know, but that's not why I got into it. I got into radio because I genuinely have a love for broadcast radio itself.
Oh, nice.
And the country music industry and the people in it.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's cool that, hey, you're listening to indie artists. You probably thought one day, why not do my own show, which is really cool. And a lot of people think of doing that, but they don't actually do it. So congrats to you on you know, pursuing it.
You know, and I'll tell you how it all started. We had taken our annual holiday break back in 2016, and I said, you know what? I want to do more for these people because I felt like with just the interviews that. Of course, I was getting their names and music out there, but I always felt like I wanted to do more. So that's where the idea of a countdown show came in. And I started in January of 17, and it's been so much fun.
Yeah, you've met a lot of people through it. Including me.
Exactly. Hey, listen, I'm going to let you go. I'm right quick, but
yeah.
Thank you for taking a few minutes to call in today.
No problem. No problem. I'm excited that, I'm back on and, how cool was it that Jimmy Allen got a number one song? I'm going to be opening for him in Asbury Park, New Jersey. So, if anyone's around, hit me up on Facebook.
And and I freaked out. I'm not going to lie to you,
I'm
freaked
really
out.
He messaged me saying like he's looking forward to it and stuff. So I haven't met him yet. So we're going to maybe do a song together or something. But yeah, if anyone's around, tickets are on my website. So.
And before I let you go, That's in a topic I wanted to touch on. A major artist like a Maren Morris or a Carly Pearce or whatever reaching out to and supporting the up-and-coming artist like yourself, that's just so cool to me.
Yeah. It's something that, you know, is really important, and it shows, you know, they're nice and good people that want to help each other out. So that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for doing
Alrighty.
This, Jessica.
Yeah, no, thank you for having me on. I'll be listening in every once in a while, and thanks again. So I'll talk to you soon, especially on Instagram.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
All right, bye. Well, we have a break for now, surprisingly enough.
Oh, really?
There's no caller, surprisingly.
Oh, wow. You guys should call in.
That was kind of intense. I mean, the second you called in, basically the second you called in, and the second the song started, people just started coming out of the wood. People just started coming out of the woodwork. I saw numbers lighting up and everything. It was great.
Yeah. We need more people to call in, though. We need friends.
Yes, we do. We need somebody by the name of Kevin Williams, I think, maybe.
Who?
Yeah, some dude named Kevin Williams.
You know, oh, that guy. I know who you're talking about. That one guy.
Yeah, that one guy named Kevin Williams. We need that dude to call in.
Yeah. We promise we love him.
Yes, we do. We give him crap constantly, but we adore him.
Yep.
We give him all kinds of crap constantly, but we absolutely adore him, don't we?
Exactly. He can take
oh,
it.
Oh, man. Yeah, he can. And he actually dishes it right back.
Yep. Especially at Kikma.
Oh, I'll never forget. I used your joke at Kikma about him being late. I used your joke. I'll never forget that.
He's like, I wonder where you got that from. Probably that girl over there. Yeah. Like, yep, that's me.
That was so funny.
And then Alyssa?
Oh, man.
Alyssa, they were like, so Alyssa, what is your favorite radio station? Weekdays with Murph.
That caught me so off guard. I was like, wait, what? That caught me so off guard.
We love a savage queen.
Exactly. Like I said, that caught me so off guard. I was like, did you just actually say what I think you said?
I love her. She's so sweet.
Yeah, she is adorable. She is so awesome. Hold on one second. I'm about to tweet something. Hold on one second.
Yes, bug him.
Oh, stupid autocorrect.
Yep, that's a thing. That's annoying.
It is. There we go. I didn't tweet him directly.
I'll do it.
I kind of subtweeted him.
I'll do it.
I kind of subtweeted
him.
I kind of subtweeted him.
Perfectly acceptable.
Yes, it is. I agree completely. I'm just now reading your reply to it. Oh, my God.
Yep.
Savage.
I'm supposed to be nice, sis, but what?
Savage.
Yep. Although that's not that bad.
Yeah. True, you're not. I agree completely. Oh, Lordy.
Insert Jeopardy theme.
Yes, insert Jeopardy theme now. G-g-g- of, if that wasn't trademarked and copyrighted, I would play it on the show right now if that wasn't trademarked.
Maybe I could learn it, learn how to play it, and then record it for you, and you could use my version. Or have someone learn how to play it.
Oh, that's funny. Hey, question for you.
Yeah.
There's a new show on USA called called Real Country. Are you watching it?
There it. I watched the first episode.
Obviously, a singer friend of mine is going to be on tonight.
I saw that.
Yep. And my friends, the Young Fables, were on last week.
Ooh.
And
you
know,
Adair Grun. Cool friend. Please teach me how to make cool friends.
I will teach you my ways, young grasshopper.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Oh, that's funny. But yeah, I think Adair's Run probably, the Young Fables have a good shot to win it all.
That'd be cool, especially since they're your friends.
Right.
We'll have to see how the other competition stacks up.
Another friend of mine's episode is going to be airing in December.
Ooh.
I have four friends on the show. Savannah Kaz, The Young Fables, Adair's Run, and my girl Tierra. Tierra's episode, I think, is going to air December 5th, maybe, something like that. So.
Something. Something close enough.
There was actually a Nashville number on the switchboard earlier, but they hung up.
Wow.
I was kind of wondering.
Nashville, call us back.
Who that was, I was kind of wondering.
Yeah. Nashville person should call us back.
Yes, please, Nashville person, call us back up.
Anyone in Nashville can call us.
Yes, especially a couple of people.
Yeah. I know exactly who you're talking about.
You'll never forget that, will you?
No, I will not.
I remember, I told her, when I met her for lunch that day, I told her, I was like, my guest co-host that day, I just audibly gasped when you
yeah,
called
that's
in.
It. I don't remember your co-host.
My guest co-host, you could hear her just go, huh? Hold on 1 second. I believe
another
this
caller?
Is somebody. Hold on 1 second. Is this Kevin?
Hey, what's up, Murph?
Kev, what's up, dude?
Hey, I'm just enjoying your year in review, and man, I'm honored to be a guest in this. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good. We've got your little sister over here joining us, Miss Brooke.
Oh shoot, I better get off the phone. Goodbye then.
Wow.
Kidding. Hi, Brooke.
Nice
that's hilarious.
Hey, I'll be talking to her in about 3 hours.
Lord.
Actually, She's going to be joining me on K-Dub tonight for our Tuesday night, since we're going to be out of town the next couple days.
Nice.
I got to tell you, ma'am, your blog talk is amazing. Murph, you are absolutely amazing. I am so glad to see this year in review, and there's so many things that you've done this year that I'm just so proud of you. I'm very proud. The most important two are Katie Cook and Kikma, my friend. Those were the best.
Yeah.
Those two probably stand out in my mind more than anything. First off,
I'll tell you what.
Katie Cook. Can we talk about that for a second?
Yeah.
I'm serious. I'm seriously not even believing I'm friends with this woman.
Oh, man. It's crazy.
You know, like I was telling Brooke earlier, I had lunch with Katie and her husband back in September, and when she walked in, I'm thinking, how is this actually my life right now? That I get to have lunch with Katie Cook. How is this actually my life at this point?
Absolutely. Absolutely. What an honor. I mean, that is a true honor.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, and also that she supports the show like she does. I mean, that is just beyond anything I could ever imagine.
Oh, absolutely. Now, I do want to talk to you about something really important that I saw on your social media today. Something's really near and dear to my heart. You joined the Madden tournament, huh?
I did. Saturday. This coming Saturday is my first ever Madden tournament.
Good for you, man. I didn't know that. We need to play online. I play Madden all the time, man.
What system you got? PS4 or what?
I have a PS4.
Oh, nice. I'll add you to my party.
That sounds good. I'll talk to you after the show. I'd love to. I just got a new game myself right now, and I'm playing it as we speak.
Sweet. I didn't know you were a gamer either. Sweet.
Oh, man, I love it. If y'all get a chance, I'm going to put a plug out here for Rockstar Games Red Dead Redemption 2. You need to get it. It is amazing.
Yeah. A buddy of mine said that. I hadn't got it yet, but a buddy of mine says it's great.
Oh, absolutely. There's so much going on in your year. Brooke, what's your favorite part of his year? I mean, what do you like most about it?
Yeah.
I would say, obviously, Kikma's a highlight, and then when Katie called in was really cool, and then I tuned in for some of the interviews, and those were really fun. So he's just all, this whole year since we've met, just been killing it, and I'm very proud.
Now, you have a huge interview coming up next year, if I'm not mistaken, right, Murph? Somebody that's a real idol of yours, and old-fashioned rock friend that you're going to be talking to, am I right?
We haven't officially scheduled it yet, but yeah, I think I can go ahead and say Justin Biltonen, bassist for Three Doors Down.
That is so awesome.
I'll be on the show sometime in January.
You know, I got to tell you, from the moment I met you, I knew you were a go-getter. And this, I'm going to say this to all your listeners. I mean, from the moment I met you, it's like you throw names like Katie Cook and people from Three Doors Down and William Michael Morgan, all these things that you're doing. I'm in awe of what you do. And you absolutely make me strive to be a better on-air talent. I mean, you have really shown me that people like you and I can make things happen for not only independent, but for country music artists that are labeled right now. And I strive for more success every day because of you. So thank you for not only your year in review, but your year of helping me. I mean, honestly.
I'm going to go cry my face off right now.
Oh, no. Happy tears, Murph. They're all happy tears.
Oh yeah, absolutely happy tears. But yeah, Justin is actually getting into country music now. Believe it or not, Justin's actually doing country music.
That's really cool.
And he actually followed me on Instagram probably about 3 months ago because he'd been liking a lot of my Instagram post and he started following me, like I said, about 3 months ago or so, and things just kind of happened from there. I'm gonna ask him. I was like, I said, do you wanna do the show sometime in January? He's like, yeah, absolutely. So
that's
how that happened.
That is so awesome. Very cool. That is really awesome.
Yeah, I mean, Three Doors Down was like their song When I'm Gone. Still jam out to that song. To this day,
absolutely.
I still rock out to that song.
Absolutely.
It's crazy. I mean, I attribute it all to the power of social media.
Oh, absolutely. That's the thing that we have that other stations on like FM or AM, they have that, but social media is what really drives our business. And for us to be able to do that, I mean, Twitter has done so much for me, as for you, that if I had never been in any kind of radio experience, I would have never met the people that I've met. And it's a true blessing.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And like you said, Twitter for the show has just been so amazing.
Absolutely. And not only that, but other social medias as well. And, I mean, there's so many different things that are going for radio now, especially online. And that's why we just do what we do. And I'm just so proud of what we do, you know?
Yeah, I am beyond proud of you. And I have a ton of respect for what you do. You already know this.
You know, I love hearing it again because now I can go cry, okay?
Seriously, dude. And not only as a host, but just in general, I have learned so much from you.
That means a lot. You know, that really means the world to me to hear that. You know, I like to inspire, and I love the fact that we've actually did some inspiration, especially ever since Nashville Universe. And I mean, I've got something that I've been holding up on right now, and I think I kind of want to break it out on your show. I want to actually make it live on your show instead of my show, you know, what I've been thinking about. Well, I'm telling you what, for all you guys that know, we run KW Country right now. You can find us on the TuneIn Radio app, Radio Garden, Simple Radio, all that. You can find us all over.
I know what's coming.
But, Murph, I'm going to tell you what, Brooke knows about this, and I am proud to say that within the next probably 3 to 5 months, we're actually opening a second radio station. It's going to be a top 40 old school R&B station.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
And we're going to call it either the Vibe or the Pulse. I need some help from people to give me some ideas. So probably near December, I'm going to put a poll out there. And we're going to try and do KVBE, or is it KVBE, the Vibe, or KPLS, the Pulse, or W, whatever.
I thought it was W.
It'll be W. I'm used to California. So it'll be WPLS or WPSE, whatever is available, the Pulse. I'm thinking we're going to actually make a full-on top 40 and old-school station that's going to go to other places, and we're going to market that as well. So I'm glad I can let you know and let everybody know about that on here.
That is cool. Seriously, dude, the sky's the limit for you.
And that means the world to me, Murph, because you know what? I could say the same for you. I mean, look where you are and where we're at together. I mean, we are just pushing limits that we never, ever imagined. So I would love nothing more than you to come on board. Like, you're already a part of KDA, but I want you to be a part of this station here as well. And I'd love for you to be, like, social media program director. I want you to work with me on that close, hand in hand.
Done. Done.
I love
absolutely.
It.
when I started radio 6 years ago, God, I can't even believe it. It's already been 6 years. I cannot even believe that. But when I started radio 6 years ago, I had no idea what I was getting into. I had no idea what I was doing. I had to basically learn on the fly.
Wow. 6 years. Wow.
Yeah, and those first few years, I'm going to be honest with you, they were rough. Those those first two or three years were rough. Well, first 2 years, I spent covering another industry before I switched over to music full time in 2014. And there were so many times that my close friends had to pull me back off the ledge, so to speak. I was this close to quitting.
Wow. And look where you're at now. I mean, you are just, you're an inspiration to me and everybody that listens to Blog Talk, everybody that listens to K-Dub, Country Radio. You're an absolute inspiration. And Kikma just slingshotted that. I mean, everything that you did at Kikma, I mean, people are just raving about you. And I am so glad I've got you as my co-host again next year and just like an annual thing, you know?
Absolutely. You know, and speaking of Kikma, I had so many people come up to me that night and say, "Oh my God, you and Kevin played off each other so well."
It was a great, great time. I didn't even feel like I was in front of anybody. I thought I was just ribbing you. You were ribbing me. We were just two great friends just talking together. I didn't even see anybody else, honestly. Like that crowd that was there, I couldn't even tell you who was sitting where because we were just having such a good time.
I honestly played off of you. the things you said, I just came back with first thing that popped into my head. We both had no script for this. I mean, it was just totally off the cuff.
Absolutely.
I could help you
write
a couple.
it went so smooth, and I can't wait for next year to go even smoother and better than this year's.
Right. Hey, buddy. I think I'm gonna let you go, but thank you so much for calling in, and most of all, thank you for the support.
Anytime. I love you, Murph. You got a lot going in 2019. I can't wait to be a part of it. And thank you for a great year in review, man.
All right, buddy. I'll talk to you later. Okay.
All right, my friend.
All right, man. See you. I'm going to need to compose myself after that a little bit.
Kevin's the best.
Kevin is beyond the best.
Exactly.
Kevin is like, I don't even know what Kevin is.
We
at
don't
this point.
Deserve him.
No, we do not. hey, listen. I think I'm gonna let you go too and wrap things up here because we've only got like a minute left.
Okay.
All right. I'll talk to you later, Brooke. Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Wow. That's literally all I can say at this point. This year interview show has just been beyond just anything I could probably ever imagine. Thank you so much to my girls Pageantry, Kayla Woodson, and Jessica Rose for calling in. And thank you again to my buddy Kev on a few minutes ago. And also thank you to my girl Brooke for the guest co-host assist. So I think with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here for the night. You've been listening to A Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.